Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So we're in the middle of discussing, going through the different halachas that were mentioned by the Braisa. The Braisa told us about different kelim in the Mishkan, about different ones of the Big Day Kahuna. It told us a little bit about the details of their makeup, namely about how thick the strings were that were used to make those begadim or the pareichas, different kelim. So says the Gemara now on the last line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and the main rule that we mentioned in the Braisa was that any time the Torah says sheish, if one of the materials that are used for a beged is sheish, so sheish is linen, but if one of the materials is sheish, if the Torah says sheish, so then that tells us, that's megala about all the different materials used for that baguette, that each material is supposed to be made, each string is supposed to be made out of 6 threads. And if the Torah says mashzar, if the Torah says sheish mashzar, so that's included in it, kilo just said sheish. But if it says just mashzar, just that it should be twisted, so then we understand that the halacha is that each string is supposed to be made out of 8 eight strands. And we proved that already on the previous Dhamma, on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So now continues the Gemara on the last line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Me'il Shnei Masar Minolan. How do we know that the Me'il was made out of strings, which each string contained 12 strands? So it says the Gemara, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'asisa as Me'il ha'Efod Klil Techelas. It says that the Efod should be made out of Klil Techelas. Now Klil means like braided, Rashi says. So braided Techelas means that whatever Techelas is that Klil means it should be doubled. So now how thick is the Techelas? The yall of tchelas mi pareichas, and we learn now tchelas from the pareichas mala halan shisha. Just like over there, because the Torah says sheish, so each one was made out of six strands. So therefore, we know that the string is made out of 6 strands. So afkan shisha. So too over here, when it comes to the meal, we know now that the meal, the tchelas in the meal, was made out of 6 strands. So being that it's klil tchelas, so it's doubled. So that means that it has to be made out of 12 strands, 12 threads. That's how thick each string was when it came to making the mi'il. Frakta Gemara v'neilef mishulav v'rimonav. Why don't we learn out from the remainim that were on the bottom of the mi'il? We learned previously on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that the remainim of the mi'il were each made out of eight strand strings. So each string was made out of 8 threads. So why don't we learn out from the remainim that Ma'ala Halan Shmaina Afkan Shmaina? Just like over there with Shmaina, and there also it says Techelas, and there it says Mashzar, so we know it's 8. Each string is made out of 8 threads. So why don't we say, just like over there it's 8 threads, Afkan Shmaina, and then being that it's Klil Techelas, so it's gonna be 16 threads, and each string by the meal should be made out of 16 threads. Why don't we learn out like that? So says the Gemara, that we have to figure out which one it's more similar to. Should we compare it to the Pareichas, or should we compare it to the Remainim? So says the Gemara, it's more similar to the Pareichas, done in Kli Mikli, vein done in Kli Mitachshekli. It makes more sense to learn that from the Pareichas, because both the Me'il and the Pareichas, they both are considered Kalim, as opposed to the Remainim that were on the bottom of the Me'il, that's something which adorns the Kli. That's not the Kli itself, it's something which was put onto the Kli, onto the Me'il. So therefore, it makes more sense to learn that from the Pareichas. Well, says the Gemara Adarabo, it makes more sense to learn that from the Remainim, because done in Gufay Migufay, they ain't done in Gufay Me'alma. It makes more sense to learn out Me'il from Me'il. The Me'il, the body of the meal from the remainim of the meal, because they're both chlakim of the meal, and that makes more sense than to learn out the meal from the pareichas, which is something outside of itself. So says the Gemara in a Chanami. You're right that we have no way to prove why it should be learned dafka out from the pareichas. So rather, what's the makar that the meal is made out of strings which are each 12 threads, 12 threaded strings? Says the Gemara, Hanu damrin and l'shar v'gadim shalim nemer ben sheish. If you remember on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, we had the Braisa, so the Braisa over there mentioned that there's 5 times where it says the word sheish, or one of them was bad, but it says linen 5 times in the psukim. And we wanted to know, why does the Torah keep repeating sheish, sheish, sheish? So we darshan, we said, explained what each one is, what's learned out from each one. One of them, we said, is learned out to tell us, we said is to teach us, that it's for something which it doesn't say sheish bayeh. And we said we're going to explain when we get when we get to the Gemara. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Me'il, how do we know that Tcheilas, when it says Tcheilas by the Me'il, that it's talking about Tcheilas which is made out of six threads? It's because there's that extra time it says sheish, which doesn't have a drasha. So we kilu look at it like as if it says sheish by the Me'il. We take that sheish that it says, and we put it over here by the Me'il, and we put it by the Me'il, so that if the Torah says sheish, therefore we know now that the Tcheilas is six-threaded, it's a six-threaded thread string, being that it says Kaleo Tcheilas, so that's how we know that it should be made out of 12 threads. Says the Gemara Baiter, Pareichas Asrim V'Arba, we said that the Pareichas was made out of strings, which were totaled 24 threads. So how do we know that? So that's obvious, because it says Sheish in the Pasuk by the Pareichas. One of the materials is Sheish, and it says four different minim, has four different materials. So being that it says Sheish, and it's four different materials, so Dalad Deshisha Shisa, says the Gemara. So therefore, each material, each one of the four materials, each have six threads, and therefore, that's a total of 24 threads. So the Pareichas is made out of strings, which total 24 threads, and says the Gemara, Leidina V'Leidayana, we don't need to Don about, we don't need to speak about any more about it. That's very obvious. That's very obvious. If you look in the Torah, based on everything we just said, so that makes it's very self-understood. Says the Gemara, we said in the Braisa that the Choshen and the Eifoid were made out of strings which totaled 28 threads. So Minolan, how do we know that that's the case? So says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Vasisa Choshen Mishpa Maisa Choshev Kemaisa Eifoid Tasenu, and what material should he make it out of? It says you should make it out of Zav, Tcheilas, V'argamon, V'tala Ashani, V'sheish Mashzar. So it's a total of five materials. Zav, Tcheilas, that's two. V'argamon is three. Tala Ashani, that's four. V'sheish Mashzar, that's five. Now one of the materials is Sheish. So really right now we should come out, five times six is 30. So really we should come out to 30. But says the Gemara, no. What's the total amount of threads? We said before already it's 28. How do we get there? Because it's Arba Deshisa Shisha. It's four materials that are each made out of six threads. We're ignoring Zav right now. So it's Tcheilas, Argamon, Tala Ashani, and Sheish Mashzar, which is linen. So those four materials are each made out of six threads. So that gets us to Esrim Ba'arba, says the Gemara. And then Zav, the Zav was only made out of Arba. That was only four additional threads. So it's 24 plus 4. Ha'esrim Utmanio. So that's how we get to 28. That's how we know that the Chayshin and the Eifid were made out of strings which totaled 28 threads. Well, frak the Gemara, the Ema Zav Nami Shisha. Why do you assume that the Zav was only made out of four threads? Why don't we say that the Zav strings were also made out of six threads? So says the Gemara, Amrev Acher Bar Yaakov Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, it says regarding the Chutei Zav, it says V'kitzeis Psilim. So Psil Psilim, it doesn't say Psil, it says Psilim. It says you should cut the threads. It says you should cut the strings. So now Psilim, when the Torah doesn't specify how many, we assume when something's written in plural, it means two. So if you cut two strings, how many do you have? If you cut two threads, how many do you have? You get four. So that's Harikan Arba. So that's how we get to that, the fact that there's four golden threads. So that's how we know it. Because the Pasuk says, V'kitzei Spesilim, that you cut the golden threads. So that's how we know that there's a total of four golden threads. So that's one tarot of the Gemara. That's how we know that it's four and not six. Rav Ashi Amar, a different Makar. How do we know that it's four golden threads and not six? Because Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Lasa is Besoicha Tchilas, U Besoicha Argamon, and the Pasuk continues, U Besoicha Tala Ashani, U Besoicha Sheish Maisa Choshev. It says that the gold threads are supposed to get woven into each one of the other four materials. They're supposed to have gold thread, or golden threads, that are woven into the Tchilas, golden threads into the Argamon, golden threads into the Talashoni, and golden threads into the Sheish. So now, says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, now Hechinavid. Now if we're gonna weave golden threads into each one of four materials, so how are we gonna go about that? Navid Arba de Tre Tre, if we do all four with two golden threads, Havalutmanya, that's gonna be eight golden threads. So that's, that is no makom to say that it should be eight. You're asking that it should be six. So the only way to do that would L'chayr be to do two each. If we do two each, that's gonna get us to eight golden threads. So that's not a possibility. So what are you gonna tell me? What do you mean? Navid Tre braid the tray, do two materials with two golden threads each, so that will be four golden threads so far, and then the tray, the chad, and then the other two materials, do each of them with one golden thread, and then we'll get to six golden threads. So maybe it's six golden threads, that's not a possibility either, because vasisa, the Torah says vasisa, shiu kolas fi oisav shavis. That it has to be that they're all parallel. All the four materials have to be made in the same type of way. So therefore, it can't be that this one has two golden threads and this one has one golden thread. So they all have to have the same amount. Once they all have to have the same amount, so then it must be they each have one. They can't each have two because then that's going to get us to eight golden threads. They can't have two of them with two, one of them with, and two of them with one, because that, even though that will get us to six, but then they're not even. They're not the same. Therefore, it must be that they each get one golden thread, and that gets us to a total of four golden threads. So the materials themselves are total 24 threads, 4 materials, 6 threads each, 6 times 4 is 24, plus the additional 4 golden threads, each one with a golden string, with a golden thread woven in, so that gets us to a total of 24 threads. That's what the Braisa means when it says that the Chayshin and the Ephod were made of strings which totaled 28 threads. Says the Gemara Baiter, Amar Rachva, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rachva says in the name of Rav Yehuda. So now we finished really with discussing that braisa. Now we're going to move on to other halachas related to the Big Day Kahuna and the Kelim and the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, Amar Rachva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hamikareya Big Day Kahuna. The halacha is, if a person rips Big Day Kahuna, if he tears his Big Day Kahuna, so the halacha is like, he's over on a lav mida raisa and he's chayiv malchus. What's the lav? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo yikareya. It says with regards to the me'il. So if you look at the pasuk on the side, some of you might have it. The pasuk says, "V'haya ki pi reishai b'seichai safa yihel lefiv saviv masa ayrid b'fi tachra yihelai lo yikareya." So now the pasuk pshat of the pasuk is that the pasuk's telling us that the way you make the opening for the meal is instead of tearing it open to make an opening is you fold it over and in that way you make a hem and that's how the opening should look. Now with not that you tear the opening into the meal. That's the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. But Rachva Amar Rav Yehuda is darshning that no, Loi Kareya is teaching us the Yisoid by the Meal, and that we're going to learn out from this to all the Kelim in the Mishkan, that you're not, that there's an Issa Daraisa, Loi Kareya, that you can't hear it. That's the drasha. So Maskefar of Acha Bar Yaakov, he asked, what are you talking about? V'dilma hachikam arachmana. Maybe the puzzle's telling us, just navilei safa, to just make a hem, ki heichi delay nekareya. Make a hem so that it doesn't rip. The Torah's not telling us a command, don't rip it. The Torah's telling us how to make the beged, how to make the meal, do it in this way, fold it over, make the hem, and then lay kareya, and this way it won't rip. Maybe that's what the puzzle means to say. So says the Gemara, no, because miksev shalay kareya. If that was the case, the Torah should have said that make the beged like this, shelo yikareya, so that, sheh means like so that lo yikareya, so that it doesn't rip. It doesn't say shelo yikareya, it just says lo yikareya, which we are understanding to mean, don't rip it. And that will, and then we learn out from the meal to all the begadim that you're not allowed to rip the big day kahuna. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Hamaziah Choshen al Eifoid, one who loosens, he separates the Choshen from the Eifoid, the Hameser Badia Aron, or someone who removes the poles of the Aron Kodesh, the poles always remained in the Aron Kodesh, as we'll see soon, one who removes them, and also the Choshen was attached to the Eifoid, one who removes the Choshen from the Eifoid, one who removes the poles, the Badim, from the Aron Kodesh, so the halacha is that he's like a, he's over on a lav, and he's Chayiv Malkus. What's the lav? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Le Yizach, it says regarding the Choshen, it says, that you can't loosen the chayshim from the eifod, and by the badim it says v'lo yasuru. It says b'tabas ha'aron yiyu habadim v'lo yasuru imenu. It says to keep the poles inside the aron kodesh. Don't remove them from it. So if a person removes them, if a person loosens the chayshim from the eifod, he's going to be chayv malchus. Maskefar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Frekt Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, V'dilma ki kama rachmana, Chadkinu v'avdinu, Shapir, Kidei shelo yizach v'lo yasuru. Maybe the Torah is just telling us to make it very tight, in order so that it doesn't get loosened, in order so that the badim don't get removed from the Aron Kodesh. How do you know that the Pasuk's coming to tell us, in Isser, it's coming to tell us that Tzivoy, don't loosen it, don't remove it. Maybe the Torah is saying, put it, attach it in a way that it doesn't loosen, and attach it in a way that the poles don't fall out. Says the Gemara, no, same as before, because miksev shelo yizach vishelo yasuru. Does the Torah say the shin? Does it say so that it doesn't get loosened, so that it doesn't get removed? The Torah doesn't say it like that. The Torah says lo yizach v'lo yasuru. So therefore, we darshan from there that the Torah is giving us a tzivoy not to loosen it and not to remove the bottom from the arayin. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Brami. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina asked the following stira on this note with the badim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "B'tabas ha'aron yu abadim." It says that the poles of the aron are supposed to remain in the rings into the slots of the aron kodesh, meaning which is mashma lo yasuru mimenu. You don't remove it from it, which is mashma that they never get moved out from the aron kodesh. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "V'huva as badav b'tabois," which is mashma that they do get removed. So hakeitzat, so it seems like a stira. Do the badim get removed or do they not get removed? Just as the Gemara misparkin ve'enishmatin, that they could be a little bit loose, the place where they go into the rings by the Aron Kodesh, so it's a little bit thinner. It's thicker on the sides and it gets a little bit thinner, the badim get a little bit thinner where they go into the rings by the Aron Kodesh. So therefore they're misparkin, they can move a little bit, ve'enishmatin, but they don't get ever completely removed. That is an iser to completely remove the badim from the Aron. Tani nami hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that b'tabas ha'aron yu abadim, yachol lo yuzazamim kaimun, I might think that they can't even move, they can't even move a drop, tamon lo imar v'huves bada b'tabois, which is mashmum, that they do move. Ivu huves bada v'yachol yu nechnasim v'yoytzen, I might think that you could completely take them out, therefore the Torah says that it has to stay, you can never remove it. So how do we deal with these two seemingly contradictory psukim? Like we said before, that they can move a little bit but you can never actually completely remove them. And the Mefarshim say a lot of different Ramazim about this idea, that the fact that the badim, the poles of the aron, can't be removed. Perhaps most famously, the Al-Sheikh, the Meshech Chachma, and others, the Chavetz Chaim, they say that the Badim represent the Taimchei Torah, those that support Torah. And they say different Ramazim, that the Taimchei Torah have to always be there for the Laimdei Torah, for the Aron Kodesh represents the Laimdei Torah, and that the Badim of the Aron can never be removed, they always have to stay together. Which they also point out that also shows us the chashivas of the Taimichei Torah. That where did Aron Kodesh go? It was kept in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what stays with it? The Taimichei Torah. That the Taimichei Torah mamish go to the same exact place as the one who learns the Torah. Those that support the Torah, so they mamish get that they go into the same place. I heard once from Rav Yaakov Hillel, he said over from Rav Yaakov Mutzafi, that Rav Yaakov Mutzafi said over from his grandfather, that his grandfather learned, I assume, in Baghdad, and it was considered very normal. A lot of the people, they had different people that were learning, and they set it up, and it was a whole system of people to support those that were learning. And so he said about his grandfather, Rav Yaakov Mutzafi, said about his grandfather, that the person that supported him, so they were mamish, hand in hand, together with a lot of the things that they did, to the extent that Rav Yaakov Mutzafi's grandfather, because he wore two pairs of tefillin together, like the Arizal, so he had the one who supported him, he said, listen, if we're doing the same thing and we're going to go to the same place and be together forever, so then you also have to wear two pairs of tefillin just like me, because we have to be mamish together. So he gave him two pairs of tefillin to wear, and they were both nifter on the exact same day and buried right next to each other. Because that's the sisoid that we see over here from the badim, that the taimchei Torah, that they mamish, they stay and they go to the same exact place together with the one who learns. The Meiri says a little bit of a different shot. The Meiri says that the badim represent the tzarchi aguf, the things that a person needs to do to be able to learn. The Aron Kodesh is the Keser Torah, as we'll see on the next Amud. Represents those that learn, and the badim, those that is the things that assist the learning. So it refers to the gashmi zdika things that a person needs to do to help his learning. And says the Meiri, we see from here the fact that the badim are not allowed to be removed from the Aron Kodesh. It means that the way we view our gashmi, the way we view the tzrachim that we need to do, the physical tzrachim that we need to do, it always has to be in light of ruchnias. It always has to be in the sense that it's attached to ruchnias. That we do the things that we do are to assist our ruchnias and to help our ruchnias. It can never be that it's its own thing separated from Aron Kodesh. That it's just a gashmias dika thing. Everything in gashmias has to be viewed as being connected to ruchnias. Whatever we do, we have to think about how it's assisting and affecting and helping our ruchnias. Says the Gemara Vayter. There's a couple more lines. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. May dechsev. What is the meaning of the pasuk of that which it says? Atzei shitim oimdim. It says about the krashim, about the beams in the Mishkan, that they were atzei shitim. They were made out of wood, and they were oimdim, that they were standing. So what does it mean that they're oimdim? Sha oimdim derech gedilasam. It means that they stood the way that they grew, meaning the bottom of each beam. That was also the part that grew out of the ground. The part that grew out of the ground that went on the bottom. It went derech gedilasam. That's the way it was stood up by the Mishkan. Davar acher, what does it mean? Oimdim? Oimdim means shemamidin es tzipuyon. That it supported their coating. It supported the golden. It was coated with gold. The beams themselves were batim made of wood, but they were covered. They were coated in gold. So oimdim teaches us that the beam supported the gold, meaning, as opposed to perhaps Lafuke, what we're going to see on the next Talmud by the Aron Kodesh was made out of like three different Aronis, three different boxes. There was the wood in the middle, and then there was a separate gold box on the outside, and a separate gold box on the inside. But here by the Krashim, it wasn't like that. It wasn't a whole kilu, like a hollow beam that the wood then went into. It wasn't a thick layer of gold that was able to stand up on its own. It was just a very, very thin layer of gold that went around the wood, and therefore in that sense, we view it like it's the wood that was holding up. It was the atzei shitim that were holding up their covering, because it wasn't such a thick covering of gold. Davar acher, what does it mean? Oimdim? Shema toimar avad sivra nubatol sikuyon. Because maybe you'll say that after the Chorban, so Klal Yisrael is hopeless. They lost all their hope. And avad in the ubatol sikuyon. Says the Gemara that no, tamolaymer oimdim, that the atzei shitim, the Torah tells us that the atzei shitim are oimdim, which means sha'imdim la'ilam ola'ilamim, that it's going to be with us also by the Bayis Shlishi. And therefore, we were given up on. And Be'ez Hashem will have it back soon.